All right, now I'm going to try to find out how the data was collected and analyzed. I could just read the abstract because sometimes it's there, but I want to give myself more of a challenge. So we are going to scroll down to methods and materials. All right. I should also mention that since I've been looking at this article and I know that it's qualitative, that it's probably going to be videos or surveys or interviews, because I've have previous experience with this. So right now I'm going to be looking for words that I am familiar with. So I'm just scanning, scanning. Okay, so video in Spalate Observationer. Alright, so let's take this whole sentence. Control C. Google Translate. So we can figure out what it means. Data collection include longitudinal video recorded observations at three different Swedish speaking kindergartens in Finland and at home with nine bilinguals. Families, interviews with parents and children. Alright, so pretty much this indicates how I was able to find the method of data collection just by looking at keywords. All right. You could also, if you're familiar with one word, just copy this, go to the dictionary I'm familiar with. Let's change this from to English. Type this in. All right. And in videotape conversations. So this will probably also indicate as well where you can look. I should also mention that in Swedish and English the words seem to be very familiar. So this is actually making it quite easy. I'm surprised. Alright. Now we are looking for how the data was analyzed. Alright. I have no idea what that means. Okay. Analyze method. Okay. Probably analyze method would be my guess. All right. Same thing. I'm looking for words that are very familiar to me as well. Analyze individual. All right. This right here. Analyze material individually. Okay. All right. Yes. So copy. Let's go to Google Translate. Paste. Individually, and then wrote a brief description of the individual children's actions and language use in the selected activities. Alright. So this pretty much will indicate where you can find the analyzed methods. Alright. So these are some reading strategies you could use. I do not recommend always using Google Translate. And if you actually have previous knowledge of a language, it'll be a lot easier than actually relying on different tools, but can be useful. Okay.